I don't come here just to get knowledge about what you know. And I'm not going to think that's right, wrong, or bad. But for me, when I go to these meetings, really, I go to receive that particle of light that Lynn said we were last night. And yet, we were made whole. Colossians chapter 2, if you want to take a minute, said, in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And listen to me, and you are complete in him. How much blame can you get? If we were created complete, who come along and broke the machine and said we wasn't? So for ages, we've literally tried to fix something that was never broken. But in trying to fix it, we broke it. I did that to Kubota lawnmower Friday, Thursday. I really did. I don't know what I did, but I broke it. He didn't come by my house to fix it, so I didn't. But we, for you, you know, it just, that's just the way it is. So in these meetings, we're trying to get the understanding to understand you've never been broke. It's an illusion. It's a deception. It's a lot of, and if you read Gary Zicker on Facebook, he'll tell you how where deception comes from, and it's hard for religion to buy that they're in deception, they're being deceived. So the precious substance that was in the beginning is what you are. That's what you came out of. Did you know you was precious? I'm telling you that you are. But see, you was precious before you appeared in that form that you're in now. When you step out of this form in the next one, do you think you'll still be precious? It's always there. You can't change it. She's always precious. She really is. But see, she was precious before I ever knew she was precious. Yeah, y'all know this. I'm just so precious. I know what you think. I'm going to say, I don't know. Really. And if we could just, if we could just go through that, if it's a bare word, just get there and really lay hold of that, there's nothing wrong with you. If I read from some of these books, you blame Lynn Hayes. Are you kidding me? They didn't blame anything on to?
That's right.
He said this, and said this, and said this over and over and over. Meditation, quietness, be still, listen, say nothing. Let me ask you seriously. In your meditation, is it a problem sometimes for you to shut your mind up? And sometimes in the most obvious places, I can find myself not thinking anything. If I'm in the field, you know, fixing something that's I broke, all of a sudden, normally, I'm not thinking anything. Did anybody have that experience? So, in silence, there is a voice. Is there not? But the voice that's in silence doesn't speak out of what I know. And I'm, you know, I love to study and search and seek, like a lot of you do. But here recently, I began to understand that a lot of my studying and my knowledge wants to interfere with what I know.
Yeah.
You ever had that problem?
Yeah.
For a long time, I committed to memory one scripture a day. I just felt like I needed to, and I did that. And I'm not saying that's, you know, you should do that or shouldn't do that, but I did. And then I got to noticing when I start teaching, whatever subject I was on, my mind was so full of scripture that I had committed to it, this scripture would want to come in there and try to interplay with what I was teaching, and it was totally out of context.
Yeah.
Did y'all ever have that problem?
Yeah.
And they said, Ray, you run rabbit trails. And of course, they found it would take me an hour and a half to catch the rabbit when I could have caught it in 30 minutes. If my knowledge hadn't got mixed up in what I was trying to present. So in silence, there's a voice that speaks.
Yeah.
Didn't come out of my knowledge. And I must say, every time I've heard it, it didn't come from this.
Right.
And I'm not belittling this whatsoever. And how many, well, I'm going to leave that there. But I read this, and then somebody else wrote it, and I read it. The silence is not an absence of sound. But it is a state of consciousness which enables us to refrain from mental reaction to what we see or hear. Did y'all hear that? Silence is not the absence of sound, but is a state of consciousness which enables us to refrain from mental reaction to what is seen or heard. And I'll be honest with you, there's where I'm trying to attain, to refrain from reacting to what I see or what these ears hear. Do you think that's possible? Talk to me, saints. Y'all think that's really possible?
Yeah.
And Barbara talked about a fifth dimension, and we all understand that there is a level that we're right now, that we're right now ready to attain. That will so supersede anything that we know anything about, it's going to be hard to lay some things down and just accept it for what it is. So, to be silent doesn't mean there's an absence of sound. It's just a different sound. Song of Solomon, to me, one of the most beautiful books in the book. She heard a voice. But the voice she heard was leaping. Remember the story? One time she heard it was leaping on the mountains in this state of being up here.
Yeah.
The first time she heard that same voice, it was skipping on the hills, the lower forms. Same voice in different position says different things, does it not? Thank God, thank God. So, if you will just try and look at somebody and tell them how precious you really think they are, it would do you good, and it would do them good. So just turn around and say, you're really precious. And see, that's not something you try to do, that's just what you are.